As incarnate love. In other words, we practice devotion to the Sacred Heart in the measure that we practice devotion to the Holy Eucharist. And as a result of the graces received from the Blessed Sacrament, love, and love selflessly. And by the way, that love selflessly means exactly what it says. Is there such a thing as selfish love? Oh, yes. It's good business. How many stores I've been in? Big sign. The customer's always right. But you love people that don't love you. Oh. And all you're getting, you have to have the faith to believe it, from loving those who don't love you, is grace from God and praising the Almighty. Yes. How should lay Catholics react to priests or religious who espouse or openly practice homosexual relations? I like the verb react. We should react to them. First, be very careful how you allow such people to influence your own life. And this, of course, covers a large area. Listening to a priest's sermons, or reading what? And by now you know more than one bishop defending homosexuality. I've got to read that so I can know what's going on in people's minds. Or religious. Our Father General, the present one, but some 20 so years ago, wrote a letter to all the Jesuits throughout the world. And he said, if superiors find one active homosexual in the community, they must, and he orders them, immediately dismiss that person from the order. Immediately. First, be sure the person is homosexual. Because one homosexual can destroy a whole community. I don't mean just one house, but a whole community. And there, of course, the problem is almost a built-in liability. Because the members of a religious institute are all of the same sex, right? All men are all women. And they can't hide and keep hidden their homosexual practice from the public, but can infect, pardon me, really infect one member of the community after another. In other words, as far as possible, avoid them, pray for them, practice mortification and penance for their conversion, and if it is the prudent thing to do, expose them. Was the women's suffrage movement the prelude to the feminist movement? Yes. Now, that does not mean that women should not vote. But the most organized group of voters in the United States is homosexual women. First, the homosexuals, they vote on a block. And among homosexuals, especially the lesbians, whose influence then, especially through the media, has been gigantic. If the real is a blind faculty, how can the will desire, choose, or love someone or thing if the mind has to present the truth to the will to act? Well, the will cannot choose, this is a platitude, cannot choose unless it is informed by the mind. That is why the mind must first know the truth. Otherwise, the will cannot choose what is good. These two words go together as cause and effect. We cannot choose the good unless we know the truth. And when Christ said, "I am the truth," he's saying much more than meets the ear. Either we know his teaching, or we can do all kinds of choosing, and we're not just fools, but criminals of ourselves. Before God created man, whom did he love besides the Trinity? Oh, gee, thanks for the question. It justifies my coming here. If he knew everything that this sinner knows, why bother coming? Must do at least a little bit more, otherwise, why come? Look, God loved from all eternity. Now, even the expression, God loved himself. Yeah, that's good English, but bad theology. Within God, another right proposition. God is a society. So, within the Godhead, see, there are three persons. The Father loved the Son loved the Holy Spirit loved the Son, Holy Spirit loved the Father. In other words, there was from all eternity a community of persons in God. Now, this is where I would like to teach you a two-semester course on the Trinity. God is not a single person. And a person, how many times I'm sure I've told you this, I-B equals P. Remember? Individual, intelligent being equals person. God is three persons. And Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are not three abstractions. Now, three ways of looking at God. No, that's heresy. God is a society. God is a community. Already in Genesis, we scandalized the Jews. And God, after creating the rest of the world, said, "Now, let us, plural, make man to our image and likeness." What's he talking about? God is using the plural. God is not a single individual. And that is why there can be no love even in God without a plurality of persons. There must be someone else to love. Father loves the Son. I go through the whole litany again. Thanks. If you want a special course on the Trinity, I'd be happy to provide. Do you have any idea why all the American cardinals asked Rome for inclusive language in the lectionary? Yes, feminism. Women have tremendous influence. I've asked this, I'm not sure that I've ever asked you, but so many people that I've talked to. Who has a stronger will than a woman? I've yet to talk, either a single man or a group of men, ever in my life. They all say, "What a question. Women, of course. And women know it. And one of the crises, or foundations for the crisis in the church in our country, is the influence of feminist women on members of the hierarchy. Oh, my good friend, Con O'Connor, won't mind what I've just said. What group do you consider the most dangerous to the church and the people of the United States? The militant homosexuals? You may be surprised at the answer. Yes. They were controlled of our newspapers. Did you know that? Of our media. Of a large part of our school system. Does the island of Lesbos still exist on maps today? I can't tell, though I'd be very surprised if they did not change the name. Oh, by the way, over the years I've directed doctoral theses. I think a very good doctoral dissertation would be The History of the Island of Lesbos. Would be most revealing. And how those lesbians behaved on the island of Lesbos. Oh, the poor women. What is the difference between a homosexual attraction and a homosexual inclination? The English, as I've said so often, is the worst language to talk about the Catholic faith. I distinguish, notice, between a homosexual tendency and a homosexual attraction. The tendency part of our fallen human nature. The attraction, I would say, is an activated tendency. So that men will be attractive to men, just because they're masculine gender. Now the inclination, and again the English language isn't much good. You talk theology. I think I told you my last 10 years of teaching my Jesuits, I had to teach them in English. It was agony. 15 years I taught them in Latin. Sheer joy. In English, I'd have to explain every word almost that I used. I had to use English to explain it. So, inclination, I would then distinguish the English word, inclination, into two categories, either as a built-in tendency to which we are all prone because of our fallen human nature, and that tendency that is somehow got out of control. What is the seventh commandment? Who knows the seventh commandment?
Thou shalt not steal.
Thanks. Now, we all have a natural tendency. Oh, please, Father, don't say it. We all have a natural tendency to steal. One of the, results of our fallen human nature. To take what belongs to somebody else without obtaining that person's rational readiness to give. Is there a name for people who not only, have this sinful tendency, but you might say they like to steal. What do they call them?
Kleptomaniacs.
What is it?
Kleptomaniacs.
Did you say?
Kleptomaniacs.
Klepto?
Maniacs. Thief. Crook.
Is that what it is? Kleptomania?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you know.
I think you're right, but I have to look. People have an attraction, an urge, which is alive in them. And this is where parents, as your mothers and fathers, I'm sure know. Do your children, have you ever known